From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 22, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board has approved the plan to take the ambulance department up to paramedic-level response. Administrator George June received the go-ahead last week. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the town will now move forward with ensuring its ambulance department is ready to meet the public's needs with paramedic advanced life support. He said the change could save the town $20,000 in the first year and as much as $40,000 in the second. Leggio said the next step will be to receive approval for the upgrade from the State Department of Health, which governs ambulance licenses. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. Jessica Bateman is reporting at Capital New York that state education officials appear to have some discretion over whether districts or schools lose federal funding because of the boycott of standardized testing this month. State officials had previously suggested the matter was out of their hands. Representatives for the U.S. Department of Education and the State Education Department have said the federal government could withhold funds if fewer than 95% of the students in an individual school or district take the test. But the public statements and regulatory guidance from both the U.S. and State Education Departments suggest the decision is not totally up to the feds. State Board of Regents Chancellor Merrill Tisch said on Tuesday, April 21st, federal officials are now indicating the state has discretion in that matter. She said, and I quote, "If we do have discretion, we intend to use it," end quote. Tisch said she hopes students won't be punished for a disagreement among adults, attributing the so-called opt-out movement to the fight between the state and teachers' unions over controversial performance evaluations. According to unofficial totals compiled by parents, more than 100,000 children refused state English language art tests last week. You can read that full story at Capital New York. Matthew Hamilton at Capital Confidential reports that Transmission Developers Incorporated announced on April 21st that it has received the last of the federal and state sitting permits the company needed to build the Champlain-Hudson Power Express, a 333-mile buried transmission line bringing electricity from Quebec to New York City. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued a Department of Army permit for the HVDC transmission line that brings renewable hydropower from Lake Champlain to Lower New York. Locally, the proposed line is in the Hudson River, a little north of Coeymans in Albany County, and stays there until well past the southern end of Columbia County. On April 8th, Capital New York reported that the $2.2 billion price tag is way under budget, and the planned main source of hydropower has not committed to the project yet. The Times Union earlier reported that customers in Greene and Dutchess counties could see lower rates if the project is a success. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Finally, Larry Rolson in the Albany Times Union says several reports indicate federal regulators have major reservations with Comstat's acquisition of Time Warner, with the Justice Department and the Federal Communications Commission unlikely to approve the deal. In February 2014, Comcast said it wanted to buy Time Warner Cable for $45 billion, but would need approval from federal regulators and several states, including New York. The Public Service Commission in New York has repeatedly delayed any decision, lately saying it was waiting for federal decision. Now, Rulison reports, Comcast is considering giving up the deal. Richard Berkeley, executive director of New York's Utility Project, an Albany-based consumer advocacy group, told the Times Union on April 20th, and I quote, "We have not seen any reason yet why New York customers would be better off if the merger was approved. The standard of approval for things like this merger is that they must be in the public interest. At this point in time, neither of the companies nor the commission have produced any evidence that the merger would do that," end quote. You can read that full story in the Times Union. As for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the eastern Catskills, mid-Hudson Valley, southern Berkshires, and northwestern Connecticut for today, Wednesday, April 22nd. Scattered and non-severe thunderstorms are expected Tuesday afternoon. Frequent lightning could occur in any thunderstorm, and some could contain small hail and gusty winds. The thunderstorms are expected to move to the northeast at 30 to 40 miles an hour. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting scattered showers before noon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between noon and 1 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Some of the storms could produce small hail and gusty winds, mostly cloudy with a high near 64 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 70%. On Wednesday night, Showers and thunderstorms are likely before midnight, then scattered showers. Some of the storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. Mostly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. The chance of precipitation for tonight is 60%. Forecast for the next 3 days on Thursday. Isolated showers, partly sunny with a high near 55 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. On Friday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and showers, partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 57 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36 degrees. Sunrise was at 6:02 a.m. today, and the sun will set at 7:44 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 42 minutes, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 22nd day of April, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.